USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An ACLU lawyer says the Department of Justice has ended settlement talks with illegal immigrant families separated at the U.S.-Mexico border and will instead litigate each claim separately. Dr. Anthony Fauci is warning about the continued spread of the Omicron coronavirus variant. Speaking to a U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation audience, Fauci saying the strain will soon become the dominant one in the United States. Regarding the Omicron coronavirus variant, Dr. Marty McCrary offers his advice as far as how we should handle it during the holiday season.
Well, I would tell people to feel good about your immune level of protection. We know that immune protection in people over 65 really needs a booster unless that people have had COVID in the past already. That essentially functions as a vaccine dose.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is providing an update on the cleanup efforts in the wake of severe weather and tornadoes that tore through communities in western Kentucky. The governor issuing a stern message for people looking to take advantage of the devastation.
If you were somebody out there that would even consider looting someone's home that's lost everything, shame on you. We will find you. We will arrest you. It is absolutely despicable.
Another person in Kentucky has died, bringing the total confirmed deaths in the state from the severe weather to 75. A bill aimed at pushing back against China's treatment of the Uyghur Muslim minority is going to President Biden's desk. The Senate passing the measure unanimously after it cleared the House earlier this week. The bill bans imports from China's Xinjiang region over concerns about forced labor. The White House said Biden will sign the measure when it gets to him. More news online at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The United States Attorney General is speaking out regarding the rights of executive privilege.
As the mostly partisan January 6th Commission continues to get Trump, West Virginia Attorney General Republican Patrick Morrissey on Newsmax last night says Americans should be concerned that the committee is tearing at the very fabric of the Constitution.
Well, I liken the executive privilege argument to what people rely on every day. Let's say you want to use an attorney. There's attorney-client privilege because you want to have confidential conversations with someone to get the best possible counsel, not reveal everything to the entire world. A president should have a similar opportunity to get the counsel that he needs. And I think that's where a lot of the American people are looking at what's going on and say, a president does deserve to have some meaningful executive privilege that allows him to do his job the right way.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
DEA Administrator Ann Milgram on Thursday spoke to reporters about a major drug enforcement surge in the United States to fight the growing spread of deadly fake prescription pills.
DEA has seized an unprecedented amount of fentanyl, more than 15,000 pounds this year alone. And that fentanyl is directly linked to the staggering amount of overdose deaths that we are seeing in our country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.